This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I heard you talking about your truck and four-wheel drive. Dude, that truck, that back end will slip around, okay? You need to put some weight back there.
Nope. I feel confident.
You need to put weight back there.
Jamie, you should have seen me zooming by people this
like
morning.
People like you are
throwing
causing
snow
accidents.
In their face. Oh, I remember the day they used to do that to me in my little car.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. BJ's back.
I'm just saying, people like you, you get a little cocky with your four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
And you think you got it going on, and then you forget the back end of that sucker will slip out from under you. And then it'll be like that truck. See that truck? Look at that truck.
Yeah, well,
That's you.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I'm looking at the TV. There's a Ford F-150 slammed to bits right there in I-25.
You do see a lot of four-wheel drive vehicles
in the day. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
You really
do. Like you get confident, and you don't know what you're doing.
I'm overconfident. I'm not even just confident. I'm overconfident.
You do know you're supposed to put weight back there, right?
I figure I'm enough weight.
No, in the back.
In the back of the truck?
Back end.
Well, what am I going to put back there?
So,
like concrete or something?
Concrete, blocks, you can put tires, you can do whatever you want. Just put weight
that
back
takes
there.
Takes work. Oh, Jamie,
I almost burned down my house. People were commenting.
I didn't even read the comments because I had no electricity.
Well, I guess you were hooking it up
wrong. Yeah, I did. Thank God.
You should read the comments because when you post something like that, they were yelling at you, telling you you were doing it wrong.
Look, some of those are dead wrong, though. I only got one thing wrong, one little thing wrong, and it was not in those pictures. So they're wrong. They're absolutely wrong.
Granted,
the people on Facebook.
They're wrong that you're wrong.
But let me tell you what it is.
Is that true? Is that what you're saying?
They're wrong that I'm wrong.
Okay.
On what I posted.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to tell
them. I'll tell you why. Because eventually I screwed it up. I really did. I had to call electric bill.
Oh, no.
The electric bill lives down a couple of houses down, right?
Mm.
So I had to call him up at 6 o'clock because I got no power.
And you're too afraid to turn it back on because it might just light up the whole house?
Well, no. I tried it twice and things flickered before it went poof. And I'm like, whoa, what was that?
So you tripped it every time you turned it on?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
And so when Bill showed up, I hit the switch again and it goes poof. He goes, stop doing that. You got to set the house on fire, dude.
Oh, my God.
He yelled at me.
Oh, you're lucky you didn't get a fire. Dear God. What? Okay, you of all people, why are you doing electrical stuff?
I don't know.
When you have a best buddy, Electric Bill, and we call him Electric Bill.
I swear. You know what it was? It was peer pressure. At least I had painted. I had to do something. I had to step up and be a man.
Oh, I got you.
And so I thought I'd tackle it.
Yeah.
I went and got my equipment. And I took the housing off of the switches and stuff. Uh-huh. The covers, the plates. And then I was lost.
And not only that, I saw your after. They're not even flush with each other.
It's good enough.
It's not. So his plug, you know where you actually put in the plug?
Yeah.
And then the plug is sticking out a little bit from the plate. They're not even flush.
Yeah.
It's even supposed to be like back a little bit.
Not anymore.
Do you see that on top one?
Yeah, I see.
Whoa.
Is that the finished product?
No. The finished product was after Bill left.
Okay, so he made that. He changed that.
He fixed it.
Because that one is sticking way out.
Way out.
He fixed it.
Okay.
I tried.
I know, but I looked at that. I'm like, plug is sticking out from the outlet.
That was terrible.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.